Paragraph 3 reads, while he initially followed in his father's footsteps by training briefly as a Buddhist monk, he found himself interested in the aesthetics of the American troops remaining in Japan, from their jeeps to their uniforms. He viewed them as a moving exhibition, showing what different cultures could invent, and was similarly interested in American cartoons like Blondie that hinted at American consumer culture. To follow his interest in design, he attended the National University of Fine Arts and Music in Tokyo, with the goal of using aesthetics to create a contemporary Japanese lifestyle, combining classical Japanese imagery with newer Western tastes.
So he followed in his father's footsteps. To follow in somebody's footsteps just means to do what somebody else did, to take somebody as an example. So he trained briefly as a Buddhist monk, just like his father did, and he found himself interested in the aesthetics of American troops remaining in Japan. To find oneself in some situation just means that you suddenly recognize or notice that you're in this situation. It's not voluntary. You just kind of suddenly discover something about your situation. So suddenly he realized that he was interested in the aesthetics of American troops, their jeeps, just a type of vehicle, and their uniforms. So he viewed them as a moving exhibition showing what different cultures could invent, and was interested in American cartoons. So he was just influenced by the things that surrounded him, and all of this got him thinking about design.
And so to follow this interest that was sparked in design, he attended a fine arts university in Tokyo, and it's kind of his intention in doing so to use aesthetics, so to use imagery, to create a new modern Japanese lifestyle that used both older classical Japanese imagery as well as these newer Western tastes that had been brought over to the country. So that wraps up the first half of our lesson. Thank you for listening, and make sure to go back and do some review.